Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is the greatest show on the planet Earth, greatest show in the solar system. Let's go that far with it. It is another episode of the Punk Pimic Podcast. I'm the man, 50 grand, no mic in his hand, MC Johnny T, a.k.a. you know who, Vic Flair. And I am joined by none other than the hostess with the mostest, the queen of everything, the proud CEO and proprietor of all things Punkdemic, talking about the lovely Amazon. And I'm not talking about the Amazon you go shopping at or the one that's currently being boycotted. We're talking about Amazon. How are we doing today?
Doing good. Before we hit the button, I was telling you my Woody Woodpecker story. And that's only vital because I relocated. I am now in the mountains somewhere in the damn wilderness. And so every day I have a new wilderness experience. And today I was awakened by Woody the Woodpecker himself. And it sounds just like the cartoon, Johnny. It's just like the cartoon. Like my whole house, I thought there was a sledgehammer, jackhammer on the side of my my apartment this morning. So, you know, learning to woosah with the wilderness and such. It was pretty cool.
You know, if I were going to be an adult film star, that would be my name.
No.
Jack Hammer.
Oh, God.
That's it. Not Woody, but Woodpecker might work too. All right, so for the record, I have misbehaved and it took less than 2 minutes to get there today.
It's me, so hats off to you, sir. This is why we do. But no, I wouldn't want to go by Woodpecker because I don't know that you want to peck wood.
I like Jack Hammer.
Yeah, Jack way better. I thought you were going to say Woody Woodpecker.
No. It would either be Johnny Jack Hammer or Jack Hammer.
For the team, respectively, I'm going to vote no on Woody Woodpecker. Jack Hammer's cool, though. I would call somebody that back name Jack Hammer.
No, I think we're going to run that on one of our socials one day.
I'm down.
Everybody gets the name off what their adult film star name would be.
I am down. Well, let's run our intro and our plugs and such really quick because I'm excited about our guest today. I'm stoked.
You know what? Yeah, you know, I'm excited to hang out with this cat today too, man. You know, he had me before hello with just the spelling of his name.
Right?
Dude, that was all I needed to see. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and do our gratuitous plugs real quick. Make sure you guys are signing on to punkdemic.com where you can get beanies, such as the one that I'm wearing for today's episode, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, baby bibs, baseball caps, still in the mix over there too. And we're working for some, what's that?
We got coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs. I always forget to plug the mugs. Man, I'm about to make a note for myself. Plug the mugs.
And the still going strong Thickdemic brand is also available on the content.
Thickdemic has taken on a life of its own. I'd like to thank all of you thick and chubby and obese to morbidly obese ladies out there for running with Thickdemic. And as old Thick Flair would say, we owe it all to you.
Don't
make sure you guys grab, huh?
I said, don't stop. Come on.
It's WrestleMania season.
No, oh God, it is. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So let the referee, Johnny T, broadcast in a wrestling type of a manner. We just like to thank you for supporting Thickdemic, Punkdemic, following us on our socials, and keep on reaching out to us. We're trying to get as many guests on as we possibly can. Some of them have been by your request. And I think you guys are going to find today's guest quite fascinating, to say the least. And, you know, Amazon, I've mentioned it on previous episodes, like for 2025, I mean, coming out of 2024, I mean, the guests that you have been able to book for this show have been the cream of the crop, top tier. But man, you came out batting 1,000 for 2025, man. Listen, I have become fans of many of the guests that you've been able to book for the show. It just cannot be overstated that Amazon, when I say she's the queen of everything, when it comes to Punkdemic, I mean, she is the one. Make no mistake about it. She's the one that's putting it all together. I'm just a couple of bolts and screws and crazy glue that's just kind of keeping anything from falling apart. You know, Amazon, you are doing your thug thizzle this year, and proof of it is going to be today's guest.
All right, let's do it.
So let's why don't we just bring him in?
Bring him in.
Mr. Jones, are you ready to come in? Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, come on now. Push that button. Without any further ado, we'd like to bring to the show today the man who is beyond talented. We're talking about classics, Jones. Producer extraordinaire. How are we doing today, sir?
Don't encourage
him. I'm doing phenomenal. How about you guys?
See, this is a brother who's using his thesaurus. He's using the adjectives. As a person who's worked in the field of education, I have a profound appreciation for that. And I haven't heard anyone use phenomenal when asked how they were doing on the show. So I appreciate that already.
I come from a long line of educators, so shout out to you, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. I'm gonna do one of the things that I do best, and that's gonna be the jump behind the scenes, and then just abruptly interrupt when I just feel like I want to push that button. Definitely. So I'm going to leave the two of you guys alone. Amazon, try not to get into trouble today, please. Let's try to have some model behavior if we can.
This guy's beard, like I'm acting up. Look at the beard.
It stands out. And it's like conditioned. Like you can't. I know with my gray hair, like in order for that to hang like that. Like, I'd be looking for that dark and lovely, no lie, relaxing from the 1980s.
He tried to grow it. I kept calling him Dub C. I believe I was calling him Dub C.
Oh, Dub C.
Let's see it for Lil.
Goodbye. Thank you. Good.
See you in a little bit.
Look, he comes back. It's hard to get good help these days, is what they say.
And when you've got it, you've got to take good care of it. You got to take care of the help that's helping you. And I appreciate the fact that you do that for me. Goodbye. So well. Amazon, so well.
Goodbye.
All right, I feel like I want to go right now, so that's what I'm going to do because it's what I want to do.
Are you?
Hold your head down like that's so soon in the show. Not so soon in the show.
It's early for us. Like this is early for me. I only had one cup of coffee. Keep messing with me. Keep it up.
All right.
Keep it up. Good morning, afternoon. What's that on your shirt? I'm not wearing my glasses.
All right. This is RIP, Revolution in Progress.
Nice. I love that. Is that one of yours?
Indeed.
See, I'm mad I didn't come up with that. Let me write. Can I write it down?
Yeah. The whole world's going to be writing it down pretty soon.
Let me steal that one.
Go for it.
I don't even know where to start. So you popped up in my feed because there's friends of mine that follow you. And if it's music, I'm going to check it out, period. That's just what I do. And so I'm scrolling through and I'm seeing all of my favorite like alternative cuts, but they don't sound like my favorite alternative cuts. So I had to roll back and watch it again. And I'm like, so the first thing I want to know is, are you actually a fan of that music or are you just a fan of changing that music into something else?
So... I'll give you the background story. This is 2022, and I just get into my artistry. I dropped my first single. This is June of 2022. I dropped my first single. It's traditional R&B. It's called Got It. So I drop it. Didn't really see too much. I went to a music mixer the following month, and I met this amazing guy. His name is Brent Morgan, and I'm just sitting here talking to him at this music mixer. And he was like, "What do you do?" I was like, "Man, I do everything. I engineer, I sing, I write songs, I'm a producer, I make beats. I pretty much do anything in the music industry. I just want to be useful." And he was like, "No, but what do you do? What do you want?" And I was like, "Well, I want to be an artist. And I'm primarily focused on being an R&B artist at this point." He was like, "Well, how about you just do country songs, but turn them into R&B?" And I was like, "I don't really know no country songs." So I harped on it for like 2 months. And I was like, I got it. I know exactly what I can do to take his ideal and make it my own. I know a ton of rock songs. I love rock songs. And I got in here and got to work. And that is how I ended up revamping these songs into R&B ballads. And that grew into grunge and B, because I just enjoy being creative. And that's kind of where everything kind of stemmed from.
Grunge and B. Scared of you. I like it.
Thank you.
Well, and you know, I'm older now than I was yesterday. And so I grew up on that stuff. Like, those are all, like, Nirvana was, I remember the day they dropped, the first time I ever heard them, you know what I mean? And so that caught my eye, of course, because big fan of them, just because it's part of my growing up.
Yes.
Did you do any other Nirvana songs? Did you change any more of them around?
I did Heart-Shaped Box.
That's a good one.
And that's the, I only did Teen Spirit and Heart-Shaped Box. At the time, I was still trying to figure out kind of what the audience wanted from me when I was doing the R&B covers. So I was just, oh, I love this rock song. Let me do this. I love this. Let me do this. And so I was just experimenting with all of them. And basically, I was doing traditional R&B. Grunge and B wasn't even a thing. And I had a marketing call. I wanted to kind of figure out what I was doing wrong and things like that. So I spoke with this marketing guy, and he was like, well, maybe you should sample one of the songs that you covered. And I was like, dude, like, if I sample any of these people, soon as it gets any momentum, I'm sued. And
yes, 100%.
Yeah. So I'm like, bro, like, I don't I barely have money to pay you for this call, let alone to pay Kurt Cobain's estate and all this other stuff. So I had a real deep time of just kind of figuring out things, because my mother-in-law had passed. So we was back and forth to Nashville and stuff like that. So I really couldn't work on music. So I really just had the opportunity to kind of just sit down and process that call and what I was doing. And I was like, you know what? The month after she passed, I was like, you know what? I'm finna just buy me a guitar and teach myself guitar. And
when was this? When did you learn guitar? Like, recently?
Yeah, I bought my first guitar in August of 2023.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so I've never played guitar at all until that time. So I taught myself, I went in and I studied tons of Kurt Cobain. He's my favorite guitarist ever. And Nirvana's probably my favorite rock band. Unfortunately, I can't say I grew up on it, because I'm from Monroe, Louisiana, and it's 70% black. And I grew up all black schools all my life. So me coming in playing Rape Me and Teen Spirit at school or something like that, like, clearly I want to be a cool kid. So I could come in. And also, I'm from Louisiana, so, like, we got the No Limits, we got the Cash Monies.
I love all of that too.
Exactly. But I was just a little too young to really be able to get involved in the world of Nirvana at the time. So when I started picking up guitar, I'm like, you know what? He's probably one of the greatest songwriters ever. How do you say something without saying something at all? That is a skill set that a lot of people can't master. And that's where the grunge and beat kind of came from.
Well, being from Louisiana, you know, there's strong blues roots there. And Kurt was a huge fan of the blues.
Indeed.
He read the Lead Belly song. Right?
He did. He did.
So, yeah. So, honestly, it's not too far off. There's a thin line between blues and rock. And he kind of teetered in between that, if you follow his music. So, honestly, you're playing the right music for where you come from. I'm a big blues fan as well. So, like, you nailed it. And I went through that too. Like, why are you listening to white people music? What's called white people music?
Yeah, exactly.
Not knowing that the origins is black, which is why I do what I do. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, so Kurt's your favorite, and you just started playing guitar.
I just started playing. I spent I took January of 2024 to write 30 grunge and B songs. So I took that month and I started writing 30 songs, and throughout that process, I'm slowly throwing them out each month.
Any other ones that I would recognize?
As far as covers?
Yeah. I don't think I heard all of your songs.
So the covers are so deep down in my feed now that it's insane. But I did Panic at the Disco. If they were a big band, I probably covered them. So I did Corn Freak on a Leash. I did Duality. I did My Chemical Romance. Yeah, I did the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I did Lenny Kravitz. If there was somebody that really made a lot of noise in the my biggest one. My biggest one is Chop Suey. So Chop Suey went viral, and that one did over 4 million cross platforms.
That's one of my favorite songs ever. So my daughter, she just turned 20. I have a 20-year-old daughter.
I have a 21-year-old stepson, so
I'm like, I have a 20-year-old daughter, and I'm only 29. I'll never know. But that's one of our favorite songs that we played to each other. And so I just sent it to her, and I was like, look what he did to our song, you know? And she was like, Mom, that's fire, Mom. That's fire. I was like, is that good? Or like, what? So yeah, you got her approval on that.
Nice. Yeah. That was the second I did after I had that meeting after I met Brent with Cheese. He's on Instagram, and I'm sitting next to this guy, and I didn't know that this guy had a million followers. I'm just talking to him like he's some regular dude. And I'm glad I took his advice. And basically I did 8 covers in a week. So I did all 8, I recorded all 8 covers, and I put them all out in the same week. And that was the second one I recorded, and that one took all the other ones right on up.
You're doing all the recording yourself, right? You do all of it yourself?
Or? I do everything from the visuals, from the guitars, to the bass, to every element that you see in here, I do myself. The only thing I don't do myself is mastering. My guy in Indianapolis, he does all that for me, my guy HP. So he does all the mastering for me. And honestly, that's just because he has this one piece of equipment that just makes my mixes sound a lot better.
You're such a Gemini. You worse than me. Because Punkdemic started as just a name that I made up during the pandemic. And then I was like, I'm gonna copyright it. So I copywrote it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make it a brand. I'm gonna put it on some shirts and start doing that. And so I did that. Then I started drawing the shirts. Then I popped up on Johnny Taylor's podcast that he had going on. Not really a podcast. It was on Instagram Live and everything. And then it just turned into this. Like, we don't stop creatively. Geminis are pretty trippy when it comes to creativity. Prime example, Prince.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He played all the instruments. He did all recordings. Like, the verse is ridiculous. And so I saw that in you when I was looking through all of your stuff. You have a video. It's very cartoony with all the colors and all the stuff in the background. What's the name of that song?
So I believe you're talking about Purple Pink.
Yes. What is that?
All right. So a lot of people get a lot of slack, but I think AI has a role in the creative process. The video that you're talking about, I'm like, it has images of me with puppets and all of that. So Purple Pink is a song about basically being, we're all a part of the universe. And so we're all basically the earth's flowers to some degree. And so it's basically a song about you start from being in the soil, you grow out of the soil, your roots get stronger. And as your roots get stronger, you become Purple Pink, which if you're a flower person, a purple rose isn't necessarily a it's one of the most rarest roses you can find. So that's why it's called Purple Paint. Originally, the song was called Purple Rose, but I had this little, we was playing around and I was like, Purple Paint. And I was like, man, I gotta say that. I gotta say that it don't make sense, but it makes sense at the same time. So that's what Purple Paint was about. And with the visual that you're talking about, I wanted people to feel like they were on Sesame Street. And that was my goal, to make people feel like they were on Sesame Street. And it was kind of like this puppeteer type of action movie that I wanted to paint out.
I love it. No, I was pointing at my tattoo because I have all black and white, all black ink. The only thing I have that's color is this purple rose right here.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? That's so dope. That is so
dope. I'm a flower person. So yeah, I was like, what? When I saw it, I was like, okay. But I think it's the purple rose is the one that they call the black rose, no?
I'm not sure. I just looked into it and I was like, purple rose, cool. Yeah. Like the ultraviolet purple is more so what I was trying to get to. And they were saying like, yeah, like if you see a purple rose, like it's not common. It's the rarest rose you can get.
Isn't that cool? I got it right there. But, no, I watched it and I was like, what are we doing? I got to talk to this man and figure out what the hell he's doing. I was like, what are we doing? Like, I want to know about the, you said Sesame Street. So that made sense.
Yeah. So with AI, it gives me the capabilities to one, be efficient. I can, like, I want to say that far as like the clips and things, it probably took me about 30 minutes to get all the clips. Cause I had I was going to drive up to Indianapolis to shoot the actual music video. And I was like, man, first I want to have on a green leotard with purple flowers on me. And I want to pop out of the pot. And I just kept telling them like, this is what I see. I need to break through the soil. Literally. I want every word that I say in this song, I want to literally show it. And then I was like, well, I could drive to Indianapolis and film all this, or I learned this new AI thing. Let me just use this new AI thing and make it as elaborate as I want, instead of having to be constrained with budgets and all of that type of stuff. So that's what that visual was about, trying to depict the lyrics. And also give like a trippy / Sesame Street vibe. And I just wanted to kind of rekindle the childhood, because it's a song about, I used to be this little kid that dreamed about doing all of these things, and now I'm on the internet and I can literally be who I want to be.
No, that's interesting that you were able to figure out how to use AI. Like, still learning about it. Johnny Taylor, same thing. Like, we've been deep diving into how we can use AI for all the different things that we do. So that's interesting that you're able to do that. What do you use? Like, what kind of?
So it's almost like a three-pronged process. First, I come up with the ideas of like what I want visually. And then sometimes I use ChatGPT and I'll be like, hey, look, I want you to create a prompt for this line, and it'll create a prompt for the lyric that I wrote. And then we'll take it from the ChatGPT, and then we'll move it into this platform called Haleo Videos, which is based out of Singapore. Anybody that wants to go get it. It's an amazing software. I literally just put a head start.
Shall we have to shout out Singapore? We have a joke about when I started the brand, I paid some woman in California, in Orange County, California, to build my site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody she worked, everybody on her team was in India.
Oh, wow.
Which I didn't know till after I paid her to do the work. And so when I'm trying to communicate with her, she's kind of snippy with me. And I'm like, what's going on? And then they would always contact me like 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah,
because they were in freaking India.
That
Singapore reminded me, like, okay, that makes sense. They're doing stuff over there, right?
Yeah, they are. And so with Singapore, I tell anybody, like, it's not that complex as far as like getting the video generation, like literally like the image you see of me now, like I can take a screenshot of that, tell it, hey, I want this figure to be blah blah blah, I want it to do this, and then it puts my face on it, and I can have different body types. I can be super muscular, like hero muscular, or I can be skinny, whatever I want to be, and it does all these things, and I can say I want to have Chuck Taylors on and tell it everything I want, and it literally spits it out. I always tell people, if they do ever decide to get into it, go ahead and buy the unlimited plan. The 1,000 credits that you get is not really, it's worth it if you're just playing around, but if you're trying to do like actual like visuals, you're gonna need the unlimited plan, because sometimes it doesn't click in the right way that you want it to, or sometimes it doesn't even look like you. Like in Purple Paint, there was a lot of images that didn't look like me, but my goal was to have a Sesame Street vibe with a black bearded man.
I think that's dope as hell. I do. No, I tried to download, you know, they have the apps they always advertise, and they're like, if you want to turn your picture into a, listen, it didn't work. They took my
No.
money and it didn't work. And I was like, oh, back to the drawing board. I just wanted to see how it worked or whatever, and that wasn't it. So.
Interestingly enough, I've tried a lot of AI stuff. For some apparent reason, people of color, it tends to don't work well for us. This one is top tier, I guess you can say. There's a few other ones like Kling. Kling is amazing, but it's super slow. And then there's another one called Runway, but I use Haleo, and it's been great.
Yeah, because I was so sad. They took my little money immediately. I was like, oh shit, money's gone. And then
I will send you the link to Haleo so you can check it out.
thank you, because it took my money and then sent me back this image that wasn't even me.
Neat, yep.
It was a white lady, and I'm very light black. But this
Yeah.
was, and I was like, I'm gonna have to say this didn't work, right?
So all of that works off training data, and I'm going to, because one of the biggest things I had trouble with when I was doing like traditional R&B, I couldn't find images of black women or black people per se. So that goes right back into AI. We're not as accessible, so it's very hard for them to get the training to build, I guess, black creative AI things. But with Haleo, you can literally take the screenshot, and it does a great job of like cutting your face out and all that type of stuff, so you don't have to worry about all that.
Isn't that interesting, though, how we dominate the music industry and they can't even
Yeah.
get the AI? That's
Or it also shows me that we're very private about how we share our images, which is a good
true.
thing and a bad thing.
True. That's true. I didn't think
Because
of that's
when I'm looking for us, I can't represent that visually if it's not available. Or any, it, when it came to any person of color, whether they were, Islamic or anything that's like counterculture or not in the mainstream, it was very difficult to find images for that. Where with AI, it has solved that. And some of the things I may do gets generated by Ideogram, and so that's just the image generator. So I'll have it to generate an image and have it to create movement to it.
So what's next? What are you going to do next? What, you have some songs already planned of that?
Revolution in Progress.
All right.
So Revolution in Progress is my EP that's coming out. With Revolution in Progress, there's three reasons why I was named that. First, this was the first time that I went out and like had a team of people help me create a project. Usually I'm sitting in my room, in this room right here, creating songs. So that was the first reason I called it Revolution in Progress. The second reason why I called it Revolution in Progress, this is my first project that I'm not putting to streaming services, because as an independent artist, I think it's a great tool for marketing and, putting yourself out there and letting people hear what you're capable of. But far as actually building a business around it and actually supporting your friends or the people who worked on it, it doesn't equate because we get paid like 0.003 cents. And I'm like, well, it was seven people that helped me with this project. How the hell are we gonna split?
You cannot.
You can't. So I was like, man, I want to protect my friends and I want to protect myself and my family. So I decided not to put this on streaming services. And the third reason why is called Revolution in Progress. Usually I am making love songs and intimate and songs about being intimate and stuff like that.
by the way, go ahead. We'll talk.
Say about what?
I found a couple of things. I will talk about that when.
Revolution in Progress. One of the things, like when I first started out, like long, long time ago, like 2021, and I was still trying to figure out how to sing and stuff like that, because I kind of taught myself how to do that too. My wife always used to be like, "Why is all your songs about being intimate and this, and this?" And I was like, because that's just who I am as a person. Like,
Gemini.
I'm a Gemini. Like, I'm just a freaky guy. I'm sorry. Like, I like freaky stuff. And my favorite music is R&B. Like, although I was a rap producer more so than any other producer, R&B was my thing. So far as my personal listening. So I was just like, this is just what I gravitate to. So this was the first project where, like, I only got one love song and it wasn't written by me. Only the chorus was written by me, and that one song is also a childhood friend that wrote it, so it was super dope. And that's really where Revolution in Progress came in. So it will only be available on CD and streamed on my website, and also people can get a little keychain, put it up to their phone and stuff like that. So just a big change. Everything's a revolution. And then the fourth reason, literally the EP is meant to be listened to in its entirety. Like, I don't want people to like be like, oh, this is my favorite song or anything like that. Cause literally the EP is a wave of emotion. So we start off being in a jam, like frustrated and mad, till we become the Supernova Vessel, which is the last song. And everybody knows supernovas are boundless, like they don't have a limit. So you go from being into a jam to expound into something that can't be contained.
Super clever. Johnny, I'm going to bring you in because I know you have some questions. This dude's speaking your language more than mine at this point. Where are you? And don't be pouting because I'm you out. I hate when you do. Just come back. Come
what?
Here.
What?
What?
You know that you're definitely identifying with a lot of things that he's talking about. He's definitely speaking fluent Johnny Taylor.
He was definitely speaking my language. I appreciate your marketing approach for your project. I really do appreciate the marketing approach for that. I think it's really good. I think especially for the type of music that you're creating, it is the type of thing that people need to be able to physically hold some kind of a way. Mm-hmm. It's not a passive listening kind of a project. It's an experience project. And,
okay, Johnny?
Yeah?
I want a keychain that people could put up next to their phone. I don't know how you're going to make it happen. Talk to him.
I got y'all. And I'm going to send y'all both the CD bundle too. So I got y'all. I'm going to send that. No. I'm going to get y'all information to send that.
Search as well. But Johnny Taylor, I want a keychain.
Well, you know, I know this dude named Classics Jones.
Right.
Who knows a guy. and he said just moments ago that he would be willing to break off that resource. So
yes,
word him up. One of the other things that we want to do as a way to support your project as well, if you are open to it, Pungdemic would like to purchase one of your bundles with your autograph on it.
Of course.
And we'll create a joint giveaway and help you create some kind of engagement around your product out there. I think it's one of the ways I'm always big on showing support more than saying support. And as we get, especially when we have guests on that are doing things, as you said, in a revolutionary kind of a way, you know, you've got a really good hook and you've got a really good angle, and it's unique. And it's one of those, and sometimes that wins last in the market. It wins, it just wins last. So if we can just kind of nudge that win a little bit in your favor a little bit faster, we'd love to be able to support your project in that kind of a way. And plus, it's just cool sounding. I mean, like, look, you were talking about in your story earlier when you were in high school years, you wanted to be cool. You know what I'm saying? Cool. So we ran with No Limited Cash Money, even though somewhere inside you probably really wanted to run with Nirvana. So so Punkdemic, man, we wanna hitch on to the cool stuff. Also, that's part of the spirit of Punkdemic is for us to be able to recognize what's unique, what's different. This whole thing is built on what's uniquely different, and this whole thing about, I hate the phrasing alternative black culture, because it's culture. We are the culture.
They are the culture. We are the culture.
We just allow them to just take on a larger role in some segments of it. But I think it's good, because there's other brothers and sisters out there that are going to see this and feel like they can be a little more comfortable in their own skin, and they can create in these places without this fear of backlash from people in their own ethnic group because they don't fit the rap and hip hop and R&B vibe, which you've produced as well. So so what's great about you is that you've got a great paintbrush and a broad spectrum of just musicality across the board, and self-taught with the guitar in such a short window of time, and well enough to be able to create a project. And you do everything on your own. Come on, Classics Jones. Can we please buy your stuff?
Most definitely.
All the designs on our shirts, that's all me. Like, I do all the
So you hand draw them?
I hand draw them, and then
that's amazing. Because I love the logo. I love the Punkdemic logo. Like, it speaks to me when I saw it. I was like, man, like, I like it. It screams Punkdemic.
Don't you like it? Yeah. So I'll tell you more about that. Another Gemini. But no, all the designs, I draw them, then they go to my digital person, and he cleans them up, and then we kind of go back and forth until they're exactly the way I want it to look. But yeah, I draw them all. And again, didn't set out to do that either. So you just keep creating. I really want that damn keychain. I'm obsessed. So is there like a link on it, and you can put it to your phone and it goes?
I'm literally finna show you everything, because once again, I do everything. Like, when people get the bundle, everything is going to be handmade by me. I print my own t-shirts. I print these keychains. So shout out to Zug Monster. They were able to get me these little charms for, I want to say these were like 100 for like 63. So I bought these because I'm not that skilled to make keychains.
Right.
So I bought the keychain, got the album cover on there. Got the little thingies. You get the NFC sticker, and you just stick it on the back, and I activate it with my iPhone. All I gotta do is put my phone up to it, and it takes you directly to my site to stream the music.
I want it, Johnny. Damn it, I'm upset. I don't do any of the tech stuff at all. If you listen. I can send you an email. I might be able to navigate Instagram sometimes. Like, so all of that is him. And that's why I keep saying, I'm telling him that's what I want to do, because what's going to happen is you're going to tell me, and I'm going to go, I don't know. And then I'm going to call him and be like, I don't know what the hell this dude's talking about, but make it happen. And he will.
I got you guys covered. I'm going to literally send y'all links to everything that I did to make that happen.
Thank you. That's so cool. And we'll send you some of our merch as well. So perfect. I'll start You Rock Mine, because I love that.
Well, trust me, you getting a photo shoot out of that. I'm one of those people, when you give me merch, I'm finna support you. Like, strategy one, this is my friend. We did an EP together. He's a fashion designer. I'm always supporting the people who support me, because that's how we grow. That's how we grow.
That's Johnny Taylor's motto, is always to help support and support those that are helping you.
Yeah, definitely.
That's how we roll here as well. So that's awesome. Look at that. Get Bestie on here. Look, you're going to be sick of my shit. Listen. He's going to be sending Johnny messages like, why is this girl messaging me at 3 a.m? Don't you?
Nah.
No, I don't.
No. I don't like to gatekeep. I think that's the dumbest thing ever. Like, we're here to share information. We're not here to keep information. And what's the point of having it? I told my friend recently, because I do music full time, where all my friends, they go to day jobs and stuff like that. And I was like, man, I'm really blessed to be in this position. But at the same time, like, it's the loneliest thing. So what's the point of being at the top if I can't share it with people?
100%. I was telling, I think I was telling Johnny recently, I was like, you know, I have a lot of peace in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's because I'm by my damn self all the time. Like, I don't have anybody to argue with. Like, I consult with me. You know what I mean? What do you think about that self? Or I'll call Johnny Taylor. But like, when you're just working creatively on your own, doing all these things, you find yourself by yourself a lot. Like,
for sure.
And people, and I mean, where have you been? You're like, I've been right here. You know?
And I got some people that probably don't help me on the creative side. Obviously my wife keeps me accountable 100%. So I cause and me as a Gemini, me as a creative, like, I want to do everything. I want to go through this and I want to go do that. And she'd be like, we're not doing that. And I'd be like, all right, cool.
We're in a personal relationship when we're not, we're just friends and business partners, but he keeps me in check. Cause I'll be like, listen, I had a dream at 4 a.m. You're on this mountain, right? And then you fall off, and then it flies upside down and flips around. And I don't know how you're going to do this, but we're going to make this shit happen. He'll be like, Amazon, it is early in the morning. If you don't get off my damn phone.
like I saw that movie, girl. It wasn't a dream.
Okay? Yeah.
I saw that same film. Like, let's manage these expectations a little bit. Let's reel that back in just a little, you know.
Amazon, we got to manage these expectations. And I'll be like, I don't want to do that. And so I get it. Yeah, so he's my person that kind of goes, hey, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the dream killer, but we got to resuscitate that dream just a little bit later on. Just not right now. Maybe.
Like Thick-demic, when I threw Thick-demic at him, he was like, yeah, let's do it. And I just started designing for Thick-demic, the curvy women. I'll send you one of those too.
Yeah, for sure.
But he had to think about it for a second. He was like, okay, you know, or sometimes he's like, no, you know.
Yeah, so the two other executive producers on this project, they're also the other two people who are like, when we was working on it, they was like, like, it can't be Nirvana, bro. Like, it can't be that. Like, we know you love Kurt Cobain and you think he's the greatest and everything, but can we do a ballad? Can we put a ballad on there? I'm like, all right, fine, let's do a ballad.
He gave him one of these.
Yeah.
Fine.
I want to just take my ball and go home right now.
No, first of all, when we get, I have a list of, I'll shoot you some songs and some artists I think you could probably flip that you would probably, sure. I'll send you some stuff. Because the more I listen to it, I'm like, you know.
I get it all the time. It's just finding the space to embody the song is usually the hardest part. It's like, how can I inject myself into the character in which they wrote this song in?
Because you know what? When I heard, I was thinking you should do heart-shaped box before you said you did heart-shaped box. I was like, that would be perfect for his voice and the way he puts the music together. And then you told me you did it, and I was like, see, we're there.
Yep. That one was done in the traditional R&B sense. So I'll shoot you the reel so you can see it. Heart-shaped box is one of my favorite. At some point in time, I'm definitely going to do Lithium because I love that song. And I'm definitely going to do Drain You for sure.
Good one, too. JT, did you have some more questions for him? Because I'll talk to you today. Like, we Gemini-ing up right now.
I got all day.
He's like, yeah, you got any more good? Well, I want to ask, are you going to tour? Or are you going to be doing live performances for this project or to help support it?
So that's the next thing. One of the feedbacks that I've got is like, you should get a drummer in, you should get a band. And I'm like, well, those people cost money and I'm only getting 0.003 cents. So from a business perspective, it's just not there. I have been considering doing my own shows. Not in Huntsville, probably more so in Nashville, just because I have a better base there. Because I'm literally at home in Huntsville. There's not too much to do here. But in Nashville, I have more connections, more bigger network and stuff like that. And I just had a recent booking agent reach out to me, and he's based out of you guys' area, the Pacific Northwest. So he's looking to book me in Seattle. But once again, if I'm going to be in with other rock acts and coupled in, I do kind of want to present a band. And that's kind of been a challenge for me as an independent artist, is since I do everything myself and this is all self-funded by me, it's very difficult to get four people to Seattle and house four people and get them fed and things like that. So I'm definitely open to it. It's just about putting the pieces together because before this phone call, we're putting the pieces together to have a live show.
Well, when you get that show together, make sure that there are some clips, some stuff that we can, that we can help promote.
For sure.
Share that stuff around the internet, the World Wide Web, because a lot of people will. Video is still like the top promoting, the top marketing tool that you can have, even if it's just like, all right, it's just me on the stage pushing all these buttons by myself. But here we go, we're doing it. It'll work on some level, especially again, given that it's a concept project. I think that.
Yeah.
You can draw people into something like that. And also I would encourage you, maybe reach out to your local university. At this point in time in the school year, these universities are budgeted to pay you to come and perform on their campuses. And you're not responsible for bringing any number of people. They're going to pay you if one person shows up or 100 people show up.
Yeah.
And it's in their student fees. So they have to use the money for it. So, sometimes they don't have the spring fully booked. So that might be a good thing to look at.
Most definitely. I appreciate that information. I most definitely will look into that.
Yeah, get on those college shows before they remove all the grants everywhere.
I know, right?
Yeah. try to get in, try to save the spring semester for yourself. And I speak on that from just experience. The college market is a great market to promote music. In fact, I've got a resource I'll send to you. It's all kinds of college radio stations that play all the independents, and it's all the direct connects and a pitch template.
Yeah, the week before this, the week before Purple Pink went out, we had an email campaign. So we've so far reached out to like 120 college radio stations. So right now we're just kind of seeing where that goes, but. You know, we reached out to them, and that's all that's important.
Yeah. You know, typically the best time for that is August, September.
Really?
August, September. And the reason for that is because their staff turns over. It's usually students.
Okay.
Okay. It's usually college students that are running it. Beginning of the school year, they're fueled up, they're ready to go. And,
yeah.
And then after them just starts to take a little bit of a dive. Mm. You get a little further into the school year. So if you can, you know, just projecting and looking ahead, and not the college radio stations will still be there regardless of if there's entertainment budgets or not. So, and you got the kind of project that's going to be something that you can promote for a long time. So look at August, September, when you cycle back around again to your college radio resource thing, and you'll probably get more bites then. You'll get some people that'll bite now, but at that point in time, they're the most hungry to fill up their queue with entertainment and with new tracks and stuff like that, because they got new students.
Okay.
College radio station is new to all them freshmen and the sophomores who liked it as well. So usually the kind of juniors and seniors, they're kind of like, I just want to be done with this place. But those first two grades, they're going to be tuned into it a little bit differently. And the programming is really designed to, it's designed to have another reason to keep a kid from failing out. So if having the Revolution in Progress on campus is a reason to keep a kid on campus an extra hour, the statistics indicate that, oh, if the kids stayed an extra hour, they may actually do something to stay here because they liked it.
For sure.
Instead of kicked out. And the radio station plays into that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And football season. The a lot of those college stadiums, they're going to play the music right off the radio station at those football games. All right, nice. Go ahead, Amber.
No, no, no. Because I have to spit it out or I'll forget. Mm-hmm. There's a group called Outer National.
Okay.
You can find them everywhere, but on Instagram. And so what they do is all their shows are live. They go on Instagram live with their band in different locations. Like if you wanted to just put them in the room that you're in right now.
Yeah.
They announce like, hey, we're going to have this show. And they just go and do live shows from wherever it is. And then sometimes they'll have different musicians. So like the singer is the same, but the drummers and guitarists that just pop up for that recording for that particular live to do those songs.
Nice.
And that's how it's marketed. But go on their IG and look, and you'll just see like, oh, Friday they're performing here. And they'll go live to the whole performance on live.
Okay.
And then the bass player will be different. Johnny Ramsey plays for them sometimes. He'll just show up as their drummer and play background while they do their stuff.
That's so dope.
So that's another way you could, instead of having like the same band, you could just be like, hey, let's meet up on this day, play these songs, and they just jump in and do it, and it's all right there, you know?
Okay. All right. Definitely. Yeah. And then another, I'm going to, it comes out on the 26th. I go ahead and say it like on the 19th, my page is about to go black because the revolution is coming. So on the 19th, my page will be blacked and it'll be 404L film, which I know if you know on the internet, when you go places and it's not found 404L film. Mm-hmm. So about to have a whole rollout for that. And then I want to say maybe 2 to 3 weeks out, long as the tech supports me, I'm gonna go live and I'm gonna perform the songs live on Instagram, YouTube, and stuff like that. So things that I can control, I'm gonna do. With this, another thing that I kind of left out about the Revolution in Progress, I really wanted to change the whole dynamics of the music industry as a whole. Like, I may be a disruptor in these covers, doing flipping that, but I want to like break the whole thing. I want to break it all. So everybody that was a part of this, I don't care if they said, ooh, they getting paid $1 for the sale of it. Like, which usually like how it gets broken down in the music industry, like that person might just get credit. They don't get any payment, but that person, I don't care how small your contribution is, we're all getting $1. So I'm pricing it to make sure that these people are compensated well for even their minimal efforts. And then my April release, for the people who buy it early on the pre-sale, they'll also get the streaming royalties of my April release. So I won't have any creative royalties on that. Because I'm a big believer, like, they kind of messed up when they let a Gemini realize that I can give my fans royalties and have them to just play these songs in the background and just let them play. Yeah. You don't even have to listen to them. So cool. I'm going to just use your system to my fans' benefit and we all can profit from it.
100%. That's fantastic. JT.
Amazon. Classic Jones. The Pandemic episode. Right. 315. One day before 316. Austin 316 says, oh, hell yeah, tomorrow.
Listen.
And that's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold says so.
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
Just warming up. Just warming up.
There you go.
Does. We're going to hit the hour mark soon. So I'm going to have you
wrap. Yes, we are.
Because we have another guest coming on in about an hour or so.
And busy my people.
No, but.
I don't want to wrap up.
You have to.
I don't want to. Now what?
Well, we'll do a part two.
Uh-oh, I feel it coming on.
I'm about to CEO on your ass. Don't stop. Oh, God.
Ooh, you see this? You know I mean business, huh?
Well,
this you mean. Let's wrap it up. So we yeah, can...
we'll do that. All right. You know what? I think it's a great idea. I came up with this brilliant idea. I think it's time for us to wrap things up right now. It's, you know, we're going to be going into Punkdemic overtime if we don't in a little bit. And, you know, we have to make sure that we're compliant with our times and stuff. But Classic Jones, one more time, run down all of the ways that people can connect with you. Run down with the dates so people can know when to connect with you in a certain kind of way, where people can buy the project, any websites. Floor is yours. Go for it.
Most definitely. Let's stay with the disruption, classicjones.com. You can also find me on other platforms, but let's not support the algorithm. Let's support this project directly. And RIP, A Revolution in Progress, comes out March 26th. So that is in a few days here, so and a week and a half. So that's where you can find me, classicjones.com and Classic Jones on all of the platforms.
Boom. That's perfect. No, where did Classic Jones go? Did we lose Classic Jones right now?
He's there. What, did he?
I don't know. The screen went black. But man, if we did lose him, the timing was impeccable.
No. Is he gone?
You know, it's a black screen. It doesn't show that he's gone. It's giving me the option to remove him. Oh, there he is, and there he went. Man, look, hey. The one thing about technology, man, it's a beautiful thing when it works for you, and then when it stops working for you sometime, it makes it a little difficult. Oh, there he is. Whew. Oh, I'm gonna tell you something, Classic Jones. I was worried sick, baby. I thought that he just vanished into skinny air, if you will.
You thought there the algorithm is. Got me. I started talking about him.
I was like, nope, he's talking the truth. We gotta cut him off.
Yeah, gotta cut him off.
And my thing was, it was impeccably timed. If that's when they put,
I know,
plug
right?
In, right?
I know, right? Man, I really thank Punkdemic for having me as well. This is such a great opportunity. You guys reached out at the most opportune time, and I was literally having a conversation with one of my executive producers. I was like, man, I'm gonna just work hard, and the people are gonna find me. And you guys found me, and I really appreciate it.
I can spot a talent, but that's for sure. I got a knack for it. And I was like, okay, wait. Let me check. Well, because you were messing with my music. I was like, you got my song kind of flipped it around and moved it over there. Let me
shift it to the left a little bit.
Yeah, it caught my attention. And then I was like, okay, this cat's going somewhere. So just remember us when you blow up and everything. Remember the
always.
And the
always. Big. Well, we're going to grow big together, so it's all good.
That Classic Jones, you are welcome here anytime. We'd love to have you back again. Maybe several months to see how things are going with the project. Even just to hang out for a little bit and just kick it with the squad, man. It's been a pleasure having you here today. Oh, that's that. background music sliding up in there.
It's Elf.
It is Elf. It is Elf. What are you sipping on over there?
Vitamin C.
That's a good thing. That's a good choice. That's a good choice. No, but all right, you guys, we got to get ready to get out of here because the timer is doing what it does, and I don't want it to just cut us off abruptly. But until next time, join us on same punkdemic time, same punkdemic channel, and we'll be back with you guys real soon. Be good to yourselves and others out there, and we'll catch you next time around. Like last year, we are out of here.
Oh, gosh.
Peace.
Horrible.
Increase the peace. Love, peace, and hair grease. I'm just trying to get a reaction out of you, Amazon. I have a whole bunch more of these I can do until
The one I hate is the one about it being nighttime and it's dark. Or what is it, the one I hate?
Oh, until next time, everyone, remember, at the end of the day, it's night. And we'll see you next time.
What is that?
Well, it's true. It's a true statement. At the end of the day, it literally is night.
No, good night.
But you know how people always say, but you know, end of the day is going to be, at the end of the day, it's going to be, no, at the end of the day, it's going to be night.
You can go now. Hit the button. Hit the button.